Hey y'all, it's 10:16 p.m. and 21 Celsius, which is 72 Fahrenheit, about 78% humidity, but truly it's very clear and cool night. I'm just heading for my walk now. So last night I submitted my first blog entry on Gaijinpot, which is blog.gaijinpot.com if you want to see it when it gets posted. So I have some other plans for there, like I'm planning to expand my Gaijin and Japan series onto a blog entry there. Yeah, and did research, figured out how to change my name, which is actually easier than I thought it would be. That's what my first blog entry is, blog post is about how to do it. Of course, it changes depending on your country, but for Canadians, it's pretty easy. So I'm going through with changing my name. And the good part is I can use Solberg Steel anytime in Canada. Or I can use Sugiyama in Canada. That's with the marriage name laws we have is very lenient. So from Friday, I'm going to start being alias of Ryan Sugiyama in Japan. And I'm thinking I'm going to do my passport after I get my PR, permanent resident. Yay, which is soon. But yeah. So here's a story I forgot to tell that I wanted to tell. We live in 605, our apartment number, or mansion number, room number, whatever you want to say. And right below us in 505, there's a guy who people think he's probably Yakuza, Japanese Mafia. I'm not sure. I think maybe he's a wannabe. I don't think he fits my image of a Japanese Mafia. But yeah, looks like a big rocker. He's bigger than me. And very, I don't know, he's just very, what's the word? Not dirty, but I don't know. Just low life. Seems like a low life. But 2 weeks ago, I think it was, but I kept forgetting to boo about it. He took sleeping pills to help him sleep, then went, turned the bath water on, then went, sat down waiting for bath water to fill, and fell asleep. And the bath water poured out, because Japan doesn't have the safety drain, and it went to the first floor from the fifth floor, water damage from him. Police had to come and open the door, and of course there were three officers and cameras, because they were hoping to find some drugs and arrest him. Apparently he's been to jail a couple times, and they constantly watching him. But yeah. So, the second floor, no one was living. And third and fourth are in a hotel now. Okay, that's it. Going for my walk. Booyah!